with SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, a free whooping cough vaccine for pregnant women to be included in the federal budget, hundreds arrested in anti-Putin protests in Russia, and Melbourne Victory win a record fourth A-League grand final title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. A free whooping cough vaccine will be offered to all pregnant women in Tuesday's federal budget. The $40 million program will see the vaccine added to the national immunisation schedule. It comes after campaigning by families who lost their babies to whooping cough. Each state and territory currently offers different whooping cough vaccination programs with no guarantee of ongoing funding. Australia's oldest scientist David Goodall, who wants to end his life with a voluntary assisted dying program in Switzerland, must be judged to be of sound mind before the procedure can go ahead. Erica Preissig, a doctor and founder of the Life Cycle Clinic, says the procedure will only go ahead once two doctors agree he has been 100% clear in his wishes. Professor Goodall, who doesn't have a terminal illness but whose quality of life has deteriorated at the age of 104, flew to France on Wednesday to visit family ahead of a planned trip to Switzerland on May 10. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and hundreds of anti-Kremlin activists have been detained by police during street protests against Vladimir Putin ahead of his inauguration in a fourth term as president. Mr. Navalny had called for demonstrations in more than 90 towns and cities across Russia against what he called Mr. Putin's autocratic Tsar-like rule. Mr. Putin overwhelmingly won re-election in March, extending his grip over Russia for six more years, a tenure of 24 years that would make him Russia's longest-serving leader since Joseph Stalin. This protest is as authorities are trying to silence dissent.
I stand against corruption. I stand against all these authorities that ban us from speaking, that ban us from expressing our view. They just want more money and want to get even more money from us. We just want a normal, good life, but we are not even allowed to express our opinion.
Hawaii's Big Island has been on high alert after a volcano spent a day spewing lava into residential areas, forcing hundreds to evacuate, and a series of earthquakes shook the island. Scientists and local officials warned residents that seismic and volcanic activity may continue after a 6.9 tremor shook buildings on the island's southeast corner, and more lava fissures were reported in a residential subdivision where residents have been ordered to leave. This official says authorities are doing what they can to make the evacuees comfortable.
We've decided this morning that we're going to feed these people instead of the standard shelter bring your own provisions. I mean, all of these evacuees have enough to worry about without thinking about where to get food and cook and all those things.
Protesters in the German city of Trier have called for the removal of a bronze statue of Karl Marx, which has been gifted from China to mark the philosopher's 200th birthday. The city council voted in favour of accepting the gift from the Chinese government by 42 members to 7 in March 2017, but the statue was divided opinion. Marx has a mixed legacy among Germans, with some seeing the Cold War division of the country and erection of the Berlin Wall as a result of his ideas. The US space agency NASA has launched its Mars InSight spacecraft as part of a six-month voyage to Mars. The goal is to study the deep interior of the red planet by digging deeper into Mars than ever before, at a depth of 5 meters to take its temperature. Crowds gathered at the Vandenberg Air Force Base in California to watch the launch. And to sport in football, Melbourne Victory have beaten Newcastle 1-0 to win a record fourth A-League title. Coach Kevin Muscat admits it was bloody hard enduring the taunts and pressure that followed Melbourne Victory's up and down A-League season.
To come from fourth, understand it hasn't been done before. To win an away grand final, I don't know, that's not easy either. But the way we've stared down them hurdles, you know, can't speak highly enough of Lawrence and his teammates.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, showers and a possible storm, 24 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 22. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 20. Hobart, similar conditions in 18. Canberra, morning frost, 21 degrees. In Wollongong, sunny and 21. Also sunny in Sydney, a top of 23. Newcastle, similar conditions, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, a top of 25 degrees. In Cairns, showers, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Biwa Kwan. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.